Welcome to another edition of the Giants Mailbag right here on Giants.com. Joined by Lance Meadow, I am John Schmelk. We are on the set of Big Blue Kickoff Live. To remind you, we have two very special shows this week. First, on Friday night at 7 o'clock, Paul Dottino and I will take you through rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft as they happen. And then we'll be back with you for rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday at noon on Giants.com and streaming on the Giants mobile app. Taking your calls, so make sure you tune in. Now let's get to your mailbag questions, Lance. In the meantime, Dorothy in Utica, New York, she wants to know, how important is it, Lance, for the Giants' first-round pick to play a position where there is an obvious need so that player can get a lot of playing time and have a significant impact in his first year with the Giants?
Well, I think that's an ideal situation for any first-round pick that goes to any specific team. If you look at the Giants specifically, John, their defense is pretty much set, though, when you look at the alignment of their starting unit, with the exception of maybe the defensive line. You can maybe add an additional starter. On offense, same thing. I mean, the receiving core is in very good shape. You know what the quarterback looks like. Perhaps some competition on the offensive line and maybe in the backfield. But I think if you look at this team on offense and defense, the starting group is pretty much in place. If anything, there's room for depth and competition, but I don't know if necessarily the priority is that you're in desperate need of having the first round pick come in day one and automatically contribute.
Okay, question number two. That goes to Toby in South Beach down in Florida. On night 2 of the draft, at what position or positions do you think the best players will be available at?
Well, there's plenty of depth at specific positions, John, so let's hit on a few. Number one is the cornerback position. I think there's a great deal of depth where you can add a quality player that could very well even start, depending on how the season progresses. I think the defensive line would be another one that I would point to. The Giants, they value pass rushers, and in the past, they have taken some defensive linemen on day two. And then the tight end position. I mean, that's by far probably the deepest position in this year's class. You could very well get a quality starter, potentially, in the third round or the fourth round. So that is something I think to keep very close tabs on.
And I'll put running back into the mix as well. You can get a good running back on day 2 or even day 3 of this draft. That's your mailbag. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com. Enjoy the NFL draft, everybody.